Hi, and welcome to the Language of Love, where we discuss the complicated courtships of the animal kingdom. I'm your host, Vera, and today we are talking about every goth's favorite color, black. Unfortunately for Edgar Allan Poe, the common raven and other blackbirds aren't the blackest that a bird can be. That prize, as it so often does when it comes to color, goes to the birds of paradise, more specifically the Lophorina superba, or the superb bird of paradise. These birds live in New Guinea, with each male foraging for insects and fruits within their own territory. The males are mostly the black concerning us today, with iridescent green crown plumage and movable breast shield, as well as a spreadable black cape, tuft, and horn-like feathers. These males sing, dance, and flash their feathers to attract a mate from among the duller females with gray and brown coloring accompanied by blackish bars on the belly. It turns out that these birds have a curved nanostructure to their feathers that captures light, giving off an effect like staring into a vacuum. In most bird feathers, there is a main shaft called a rachis, off of which protrude thin branches or barbs, which in turn produce even smaller branches or barbules, lying flat all on the same plane. However, the barbules of the feathers on the superb bird of paradise are different in that they are curved and covered in minuscule spikes. When light hits this unique structure, instead of easily reflecting off the horizontal surface, it becomes entangled in the mostly vertical surfaces and bounces about until it slowly gets absorbed like a black hole in the depths of space. But how did these bright and beautiful birds of paradise develop this blackest of all black? And more importantly, why? Why go to this extreme? To explain all this and more in her study of this light-sucking labyrinth, we turn to Dakota McCoy of Harvard University.
So my name is Dakota McCoy. You can call me Cody if you want. So full name D-A-K-O-T-A, McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y, and Cody is C-O-D-Y. And I use she, her, hers pronouns.
How did you get into this work?
When I was an undergraduate at Yale, I had a professor named Leo Buss who made a class called Collections of the Peabody Museum. And the point of the class was to introduce students to the value of museum collections as a snapshot of incredible biodiversity. So in that course, I met a bunch of museum collections managers. I got to race around in the catacombs of the museum, looking at dinosaur footprints, T-Rex skulls, and ancient extinct mammals. And I started to fall in love with the idea of biological research. So that was kind of like the spark. And one of my final projects for that class was looking at birds. And I was studying bird size, basically, how climate change has made birds change their size over time. And that was the initial reason I fell in love with evolutionary biology. And I guess here I am today.
For your study, what did you do?
So Rick Prum was the main guy I started working with on this. And he and I met in his office one day. And he said, hey, come with me. Come look at some of these birds in the collection. So we walked into the back collection of the museum and he starts pulling open drawers. He's a very energetic guy. You know, he's like, look at this, look at this, look at this beautiful bird. What's going on here? And I'm like, yeah, what is going on there? And so he showed me a specimen of a bird of paradise. And they are so black, you basically can't even tell what you're looking at. It looks like a black hole or a shadow. So immediately he said, you know, this is really bizarre. Let's go look at some videos. And then we started watching some of the videos that you may have seen of the birds flapping out and displaying brilliant colors, but often framed by incredibly dark black. And so he thought, you know, this is probably not a typical color. So what is it and why are they using black? We know that birds like bright colors. Why be black? The methods we used, and we worked with wonderful colleagues, Teresa Feo and Todd Harvey. We basically plucked a few feathers, looked at them under a scanning electron microscope, and saw that they had bizarre structures, totally different than what feathers usually have. So we like fell out of our chairs. Like, what is going on? This is so unusual. Our next step after the microstructure examination under the microscope was to measure how dark they were. And you do that by shining light on it and then absorbing the light that bounces back. And we found that they reflect, in some cases, as little as 0.05% of light. So they're rivaling human-made engineered materials. And step three was doing optical modeling. And Teresa Feo and Todd Harvey did this work, where they simulated using a computer, they imported the structures we found, and then simulated interacting light with the structure and saw that it gets basically trapped. These feathers have tiny light traps.
They're a particular reason why birds of paradise who love extremely flashy colors, they've chosen to have, like, in addition to the best colors, the best black.
So here is what we propose. Super black is an evolved optical illusion that makes the nearby colors look impossibly bright, almost as if they're glowing or jumping out from the page. And the idea here is that birds of paradise are under intense sexual selection to appear beautiful. So females have all the power. Females are selecting which males they want to choose as their partners. And that means that whatever their preferences are for what's beautiful, males have to fulfill them. So it seems that females really like bright colors, and males found a way to make their colors seem even brighter than they are. And the way this optical illusion works is that our eyes and our brains are automatically controlling for a lot of variation in lighting conditions. So, you know, if you take a red apple, it looks the same color red, whether you're standing out in the bright sun or if you walk under the shade of a tree. Even though the wavelengths of light hitting your eye are really different in those two circumstances. So the way that works is your eyes and brains are looking at the white reflections, the like shiny white gleams on the apple. Your brain automatically looks at that and says, okay, there's a lot of light in this room, so let's tamp down the brightness we perceive it to be. And so super black has no white gleams. It takes away the reference points and means that to the eyes of a female, that male looks impossibly bright. This optical illusion works when you perceive it head on, and the feathers are very directional, so they're darkest viewed head on. So it's not a coincidence that the males are always facing the female directly.
What does that mean for the field?
Okay, I'll give you two answers. So first, what does it say about the material world of birds? We know that colors come from pigments, like the melanin that makes my hair dark, so pigments, but also nanostructures. That's the very small scale structures that interfere with wavelengths of light. That's what makes shiny colors or some blue colors. This study shows that microstructures, bigger than the nanoscale, so these are at the microscale, can still strongly influence color. And I think the second thing is it shows that in mate choice, sometimes the sex that's doing the displaying, which is males in birds of paradise, are using sensory bias. And what that means is they evolve beautiful traits that take advantage of fundamental innate features of the sensory system of the receiver.
How do you feel about this study having finished it?
Oh, it feels great. I think the best things about it are, first of all, it's really uniting the worlds of science and art. These birds are works of art, and it creates interesting and fun collaborations. I worked with an artist recently. He created beautiful works of art inspired by these birds. You know, these birds are incredibly efficient at absorbing light. And as we move towards a sustainable future, as we design solar panels that can maximally absorb light and turn it into power, we can learn from nature. So some of my work has actually inspired engineers to start thinking about new ways of designing solar panels to try to say, like, let's learn from the 3.5 billion years of evolution. That's the greatest natural experiment ever. These animals have fine-tuned their adaptations to harness light. So maybe as we look forward to sustainable futures, we can learn from them.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me today, Professor McCoy. It has been an absolute honor. I feel like I understand so much more now. It's clear that this research is going to impact the realm of possibility in many fields, from biology and engineering to the visual arts. I look forward to seeing the things we create by studying these impossibly beautiful and breathtaking birds. For more information, please check out the sources below and tell us what you think. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Vera, and this has been The Language of Love.